USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened. If they want to set a precedent, this is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences, and when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
COVID-19 infections continue to rise in the U.S., former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
Major trials underway with more than 30,000 patients in each trial. Pfizer enrolled 44,000, Moderna 30,000. J&J just announced a trial with 60,000 patients. These are major outcomes trials, so we should wait and see what the data ultimately shows. But the expectation is that this vaccine is going to be partially protective, a lot like the flu vaccine, where for certain people it will provide full immunity, but for other people it's not going to provide as much protection.
There's a brand new wildfire in California. Reporter Jeffrey Schwab.
The glass fire is tearing through terrain near communities just north of the heart of Napa Valley wine country, forcing the evacuation of thousands. Patients and staff at the 80-bed St. Helena Hospital were evacuated as well. Ron Filter had to leave his home at 4:30 in the morning.
Flames climbing up the whole mountainside.
Gusty winds and intense heat and dry lands are fueling the blaze, the second in the region in a month's time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A former presidential candidate and ex-congressman is tweeting, "I'm doing fine," after being rushed to the hospital. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul was hospitalized after he appeared to suffer a medical episode while recording his YouTube show. The 85-year-old was speaking about free markets on his show, The Ron Paul Liberty Report, when he began to slur his words and lost the ability to speak. He was taken to a hospital in Texas for precautionary reasons. Paul tweeted out a picture of himself in his hospital bed writing, "I am now doing fine. Thanks everyone for your concern." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
One person is dead and many are injured after a shooting at a biker bar in Waterloo, Iowa. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police in Iowa asking anyone who witnessed the shooting at what they call an unauthorized biker bar in Waterloo early Saturday morning, please come forward. At least one person is dead, 11 others were injured, and one of them is in critical condition. The police chief says there's no longer a threat to the public, and he says he considers the shooting an isolated event. At least 8 people were shot, and others were injured by debris and by trying to flee the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.